Now turn to section 2. Section 2. You'll hear a man who owns a holiday home talking on the phone to a woman who has arranged it. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 16. Now listen carefully and answer questions 11 to 16.
Hello, Ron Smith speaking.
Hi, this is Kayla Lawton. I signed up with a holiday house agency to rent your beach house, but the agent isn't available today and I have a problem. I can't remember what she said about the alarm system.
Oh, it's quite simple, really. The main thing to remember is to enter by the back door, which leads into the kitchen, because that is where the alarm is situated, right next to the light switch just beside the door. If you go through the front door into the living room, it will take you longer to reach the alarm, and you only have a few seconds to deactivate it. The code is 3498.
Okay, I've got that.
The agent will have given you the back and front door keys, but there are other keys that you may need. For the garage, the laundry, and the little garden shed. You'll find them hanging on a hook inside the cupboard in the hallway next to the hot water cupboard. The laundry room is outside next to the garage. It should be kept locked, so please remember to return the key to the hook when you've done your washing. The last tenant lost it somewhere in the garden, and I had to have the lock replaced. There should be some laundry detergent for the washing machine next to the dishwashing liquid under the kitchen sink. Oh, now about the linen. The sheets are already on the beds and there are lots of towels at the house too. Of course, you'll want to enjoy that lovely, safe swimming beach as much as possible. You'll find a pile of beach towels in a basket on the washing machine. Feel free to take these to the beach with you. We have lots of them, and they're pretty old, so it doesn't matter if they get a bit dirty or sandy. There are other newer towels for use in the bathroom only. These are in the hot water cupboard on the shelf up above the cylinder. Please don't take these ones down to the beach. What else? Oh, yes, I should tell you that the electricity supply is generally reliable, but sometimes there are power surges, which make a few light bulbs blow. If that happens, don't worry. There are spare light bulbs in a shoebox on the chest of drawers in the bedroom. And that reminds me, the main power supply is switched off at the mains box, which is above the front door. The first thing to do when you arrive is to pull down the large lever. It's clearly labelled mains switch. You don't need to touch any of the other switches.
Thank you. Anything else?
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 17 to 20. Now listen and answer questions 17 to 20.
Oh, one more thing. Something that might interest you is a folder of local information. You know the sort of thing. Interesting places to visit, opening hours for the shops and services in the town, plus a little map of local walks. It's on top of the TV, along with the remote control. Parking in the town is usually really easy, except for weekends when the place is swamped with tourists. So I would recommend doing your shopping on weekdays. Oh, one thing, though. If you want to combine a shopping expedition with a visit to the Early History Museum, you should know that it's not open on Mondays. There are lots of good places to eat in town, too. You'll find a list of menus and takeaway prices for some of the more popular local cafes and restaurants. If you like Chinese, the Happy Dragon has excellent food. Or I'd recommend the Pizzeria if you prefer Italian. They have a good selection of takeaway pasta and pizza as well. The Happy Dragon is a firm favourite with the locals, though. Both restaurants deliver free of charge, but note the phone numbers have changed since the menus were printed. Phone 323-1190 for pizza and 323-9911 for Chinese. You won't be disappointed.
Thanks a lot. I'll do that.
That is the end of section 2. You now have half a minute to check your answers.